First hour, reflections and practices. Before giving start to his passion, Jesus goes to his mother to ask for her blessing. In this act, Jesus teaches us obedience, not only external but also interior, which we must have in order to reciprocate the inspiration of grace. Sometimes we are not ready to put into practice a good inspiration, either because we are held back by love of self united to temptation, or because of human respect, or in order not to use holy violence on ourselves. But rejecting a good inspiration, of exercising a virtue, of accomplishing a virtuous act, of doing a good work, or of practicing a devotion, makes the Lord withdraw, depriving us of new inspirations. On the other hand, the prompt correspondence, pious and prudent, to holy inspirations, attracts more lights and graces upon us. In the cases of doubt, one should turn promptly and with righteous intention to the great means of prayer, and to upright and experienced advice. In this way, the good God will enlighten the soul to execute the healthy inspiration, increasing it for a greater benefit. We must do our actions, our acts, our prayers, the hours of the Passion, with the same intentions of Jesus, in his will, sacrificing ourselves as he did, for the glory of the Father and for the good of souls. We must place ourselves in the disposition of sacrificing ourselves in everything for love of our lovable Jesus, conforming to his spirit, operating with his own sentiments, and abandoning ourselves in him, not only in all the external sufferings and adversities, but much more in all that he will dispose in our interior. In this way, at any time, we will find ourselves ready to accept any suffering. By doing this, we will give sweet sips to our Jesus. Then, if we do all this in the will of God, which contains all sweetnesses and all contentments in immense proportion, we will give to Jesus large, sweet sips, so as to mitigate the poisoning which other creatures cause him, and to console his divine heart. Before starting any action, let us always invoke the blessing of God, so that our actions may have the touch of the divinity, and may attract his blessings not only on us, but upon all creatures. My Jesus, may your blessing precede me, accompany me, and follow me, so that everything I do may carry the seal of your "I bless you."